Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The eye is one of the most complex structures ever produced by natural selection. Anders Garm, associate professor of biology at the University of Copenhagen, explains how primitive vision found in starfish is clearing up the picture of just how the eye evolved.
The oceans hold about 1,500 species of starfish, found from shallow coastal waters to the deep sea. To most people, they seem rather dull and have very little behavior, but there's more to them than meets the eye. Most known starfish possess a compound eye at the tip of each arm, and except for the lack of lenses, this eye resembles the compound eye of an arthropod, such as a crab or an insect. It is about 0.5 millimeter in diameter, bright red, and have 150 to 200 optical units, and each of them probably provides a separate part of the image. Although the starfish eye have been known for more than two centuries now, they have never been directly connected with any visually guided behaviors. Recently, we have studied the eyes and the behavior of the coral reef-associated starfish Lynchia levigata, and our results show that even though the eyes are slow and colorblind, they are still capable of true image formation with low resolution, allowing only large objects to be seen. Through behavioral experiments, we also show that only specimens with intact vision can navigate back to their reef habitat. This demonstrates that it's a visually guided behavior. Blind starfish will still try and escape the sand flats in front of the reef, where they will starve, but they walk in a random direction. This is the first time a function has been directly connected to these eyes. Such eyes supporting only low-resolution vision are believed to be an essential and early stage in eye evolution. This precedes high-resolution vision required for detecting prey, predators, and conspecifics. Our study helps to understand, therefore, for what purpose image-forming eyes first evolved.
That was Anders Garm of the University of Copenhagen. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.
Well, I saw a starfish on the ground. He was half buried.